Sense and Melody.
With Gil
and Demling.
Well, I can dish it out, but I can't Turk it.
After a gag like that, a Turkish bath is indicated.
Well, I don't think I'm going to like Turkey. Look at all those fat guys over there. Can you imagine that? Well, that Turk could hardly get through that door. And was his fez red?
Yeah, are they all like that?
Sure, even the sultans. Why, old Sultan Hashmabash IV was so fat he couldn't tell where to bend over and where to sit down. You know, either side all the same to old Hashmabash.
So, he interrogated?
So, he had to have someone hit him with a board, and if it knocked the wind out of him, that was his stomach.
I was really in a puddle, jumping into every puddle. Oh my, things looked rather bad. Did I offer much resistance when he offered his assistance? Oh no, I was mighty glad. It rained one night in London, and I never shall forget, for incidentally that's the night we met. And when it rains in London, you can bet it really rains, for all I know it may be raining yet. I was a wee little maid in distress, with not a cab in sight that I could call. And he played the part of a gent, and said, won't you share my parasol? Then he took my arm so gently, and as we walked to my door, he kissed me, and I sort of held him tight. So, now we're to be married, and I'm more than thankful for London on a rainy night.
You know, Willie, for a warm country, they can put out some of the coldest air at night I've ever snored into.
Oh, were you cold last night?
Cold. Listen, I had to put so many blankets around me, I had to use a bookmark so I could find myself.
That's my mistake.
Social?
Of course. My apologies.
Accept it.
Thank you.
Not at all. Would you sandpaper an adenoid for me?
With pleasure.
No, just the sandpaper. He darted him a glance.
Thank you.
young Gil.
Yes.
Come over here. Let's hire an automobile and tour the city, huh?
Yeah?
You know, Constantinople is one of the oldest cities in the world.
Is it now, said he, nervously chewing a lapel?
Yeah, come on, let's hire a car.
Well, pardon me if I reply in a courteous negative, but I've been in 4 auto accidents in Europe already. I can't tell which side of the road to drive on over here.
Well, now, look, why don't you play it safe? Stick to the white line in the center of the road. That white line indicates the exact center.
Well, well, fancy that. And here I always thought it was for bicycles.
You probably guessed that our playlet would concern a sultan, this being Turkey and all. So we bring as corroded a piece of drama as ever gave off the odor of ham. It's entitled Omar the Sulking Sultan, or Women Getting My Harem.
The first scene is laid in the butler's pantry of a Turkish bath. Omar the Sulking Sultan is seated on his throne and vice versa. The light bothers his eyes, and as the scene opens, he is busily engaged throwing dwarfs at the chandelier. Curtain,
the sultan speaks.
Where is Gus, my keeper of the harem? $10 to the man who brings him here, dead or alive. On second thought, if you bring him in dead, I'll make it 20.
Go to sleep, my baby.
There you are, Gus. How come the Crosby complex? I mean, the Thompson.
Well, I got all my children asleep except Fatima here, so I'm singing her a lullaby. Maybe she'll drop off.
If you sing another chorus, she'll kick off, and I wish I could say the same for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, little Fatima, how old are you?
Well, come, Fatima, darling. Speak up. This is your Uncle Omar, the Sultan.
So what?
Why, Fatima, don't you remember him from his picture you have in your room?
Is that a picture of this punk? I thought it was an ad for liver pills.
Charming little wench. Nice manners, too, for a gorilla. Well, my little floating kidney, I'm going to tell you the story of the 3 bears. Now, these were 3 fuzzy-wuzzy, itsy-bitsy bears.
Cut out that fuzzy-wuzzy, itsy-bitsy stuff. You're beginning to sound like a...
Quiet.
He stroked her cheek, leaving an ugly welt. As I was saying, these 3 bears each had a porridge bowl and ate their porridge every day. Now, what do you think of that?
I think it's lousy.
Cute kid, Gus. Yeah, I'd like to watch you bring this child up with a rope. Well, each of the bears had a beddy all his own.
You ought to see my old man in bed.
What's the plot?
He's so bow-legged. He has to get out of bed to turn over.
Pardon me, Omar. Maybe I was a little hasty. May I borrow your baseball bat?
No. I'm going to tell the story.
Yeah.
Now, it happened that little Goldilocks stumbled upon the cabin where the 3 bears lived and found no one at home.
It was payday.
No. They'd gone for a walk or something.
Go on. You're killing me.
I hope. Well, Goldilocks was very, very tired. In fact, exhausted.
She probably got tired out kicking the gong around.
Objection overruled. Now, Goldilocks tried the big bear's bed, but it was too hard. Then he tried the middle-sized bed, but it was too soft. Then she tried the little bear's bed, and it was just right.
She was kind of fussy for a stowaway, wasn't she?
Please.
Now, Fatima, look, be Papa's little angel, will ya?
You lay off of me, or I'll tell a sultan about the time you tried to push little Herman in the meat grinder.
Oh, Herman. Now you come with me, Fatima. You're going to bed right now.
Says you.
Says me. Let me get my hands on you.
No, Gus, restrain that primitive impulse. Well, dear, how do you like my story?
It's not so kosher. Getting my mother to tell you about the time she caught Papa kissing a lady barber in Wilkes-Barre, P.A.
I'll wipe bells from the sun. You should listen a while.
Boop-a-dee-boop-a-dee-bop-boop-a-dee. We've got a wonderful future. One that's rosy and red. You've got me walking on the tip of my toes. And my hat's on the side of my head.
Well, so much for Turkey.
So much for it's expensive, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, where next, my little goon?
Ah, Romania. Romania, land of the gypsies.
Well, you know the old saying, when in Rome, do as Rome.
Yeah, but this is Romania.
All right, then, gyp as the gypsies do.
Whoa.